We're back this hour, second Outdoor Report with Glenn Chenier from Chenier's Reef Resort in Escanaba, talking about the Wheats Walleye Tournament happening this Saturday. And Glenn, again, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit more about the tournament and then get into a fishing report. Again, the early deadline is when?
It is midnight Thursday night, and can get in on Friday until midnight with a small late fee.
And what's the phone number to get registered or find out more info?
Phone number is 906-553-7474. Or you can stop in the Chenier's Reef, 1629 Sheridan Road in Escanaba, and we can take care of you.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fishing. We kind of got the details on the format of the tournament last Outdoor Report. Let's talk a little bit about what's been happening lately, because I've been hearing that the fishing for walleye specifically has picked up.
Yeah, it's really taken off, actually, the last couple of weeks. We've had some small events around Escanaba. I mean, there has been several fish in the 10-pound-plus category coming in. Lots of 24- to 27-inch fish. It really took off from the spring, which was so cold. The amount of bait fish, I believe, kind of held them back. But now it's time, and they're going.
So I've been hearing that they're getting most of the walleye on deeper reefs right now. Is that accurate from what you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much standard for this time of year. The fish kind of start moving offshore to the deeper reefs and rock piles and so on, and it makes them more accessible, let's say, and it's more of a daytime thing than a nighttime thing right now, and the water clarity is definitely getting murkier, let's say, so it lends itself to a better daytime bite.
Could you give us a clue as to, you know, what somebody should start with, whether it's trolling crankbaits or whether it's using crawler harnesses, any colors that you'd recommend, live bait?
Myself, I'm a crawler harness guy, kind of stick to that, but crankbaits is definitely in my box, and I'll use that. Crankbaits would be more of a search technique, I guess, if you're covering a wide area, and harnesses, you know, you want to run them over the top of these rock piles. Generally, the fish are right on top right now. I mean, they're not around the side, so to speak. So you set your baits up with on planer boards and just hit the tops of these reefs and rock piles, and should be plenty of fish to be had. Colors, it's a wide variety. Natural stuff is a little bit better. I mean, you want to imitate some of the gobies. You want to imitate some of the young of the year that is hatched now, shad colors, so on and so forth.
Excellent. All right. And mostly crawlers at this point. Nobody's really using minnows much?
Not much minnows, no. You don't see that a whole lot this time of year. More late year, deeper water presentations. But, crawlers and cranks is pretty much the way everybody's going to go about it.
Glenn Chenier from Chenier's Reef talking about the Wheats Walleye Tournament. I appreciate the update on the fishing, too, and I hope you guys have a great tournament this weekend.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
I know it's one of the most popular ones on Northern Lake Michigan for sure. So best of luck. You can get a hold of Chenier's Reef to find out more and get registered. 553-7474. And this is The Outdoor Show.